MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Former New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce sat before the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Wednesday, seeking confirmation to lead the Bureau of Land Management about 4 months after President Donald Trump nominated him for the position. Pierce, from Hobbs, represented New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District from 2003 to 2009 and again from 2011 to 2019, and chaired the Republican Party of New Mexico after leaving Congress until 2024.
I'm honored to be nominated by President Trump to serve as the director of the Bureau of Land Management.
Some senators immediately noted what a good fit Pierce would be to lead the agency that oversees public land across the U.S. and about 13.5 million acres in the land of enchantment.
And I'll tell you absolutely, without a doubt, there is just no better person for this job than Steve Pierce,
said Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, where the BLM controls about 18 million acres. But New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, who with his family lives in Silver Springs, Maryland, questioned Pierce on his opposition to designating the Organ Mountains in Las Cruces as a national monument in 2014. The Organ Mountains is an area maintained by the BLM. Pierce acknowledged that this was a contentious issue over the years, but stated he does not plan to revisit it.
At the end of the day, it's a presidential decision anyway, but I don't view myself as going and making a recommendation. There is too much ahead of us to get done to focus on things that have happened in the past.
And once the hearings are complete, the committee will vote to advance Pierce's nomination, which will then proceed to the full Senate for approval. And the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department is now accepting applications for rebates up to $14,000 to help low-income households replace aging appliances and heating and cooling systems with energy-efficient alternatives. The rebates are available to New Mexico homeowners and renters who earn less than 80% of the median income for the areas in which they live or participate in certain federal benefit programs. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.